Victor.
Hi, Leo. I lost you. I'm not sure what happened.
Oh, yeah, no. I think that I think why I'm not getting the email is because I think somehow we changed the password. I need to get it, and then I can join in. But so maybe
Oh.
have to check in, yeah, in a little bit.
Okay.
That's what I was calling right now.
Do you have another email address we could use for now that you have access to?
Yeah, but probably that we changed the passwords on all of them. Yeah. So can yeah, but as soon as I get the email, I can probably call you, or we can just finish it when you guys call me tomorrow too.
Okay, okay, no problem. So let's go ahead and finish the rest of the information. I'm
Sure.
just double checking things over here. I want to make sure we've got everything right. And I grabbed your keywords and services from before. So we've got that. And we need website. So I'm gathering all of the links and everything. And then, Leo, I'm going to send you a text message too. This is just informational. It's information on how the call tracking works. You probably are already familiar, but I'll send it to you again just so you've got it.
The text message?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got it.
Wonderful. And that's just informational.
Good.
And easiest for us to contact you by text or phone.
Yeah, phone.
Okay. And then refresh my memory on your hours of operation. Oh, wait a minute. On your Google business profile. It says you're open 24 hours. Did you
Yeah.
still want to list? Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. And then, Leo, did you want us to add a payment option on your website so you can send people to your site to make payment to you? There's no additional charge for it.
I know, for now, we collect checks.
Okay, I don't blame you. That's what I would do too. Then you don't have to pay those credit card fees.
Yeah.
All right, so everything is looking good there. Input your appointment. My apologies, my machine is suddenly moving slow this afternoon. It needs a dose of caffeine, I think. Or maybe I need a dose of caffeine. Maybe it's me. All there we go. Now it's moving. All right. And then on the credit card that you're going to use today, Leo, is it just your first and last name that appears on the card?
Excuse me?
On the credit card that you're using for payment today, is it just your first and last name that's on there, or is there a middle initial?
Are we gonna set it up after they call me or today?
I'm sorry.
I says, when are we? They gonna call me for the rest? Cause that's what happened last time. Like we just pay and pay and pay and then never work. So is it possible before we pay, can you change the owner to the what I ask you to change the
No. No,
or
I
not?
can't. Not until we get everything reinstated. So there won't be a big gap though. We do have a call tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and I'll be the one calling you at that time. But we do need to do payment today.
But why you can't change it?
I'm not able to get into that system. I need to get you reinstated so that our technician can get back into your account and make any changes that you'd like. Okay.
What do you mean?
So you wanted to set up service again, correct?
Well, yeah, we want to change the manager as the owner, because we try, we call you guys about the same thing, it never happens. So even if we set it up, we'll be same as before. We're not going to be able to work on it.
Well, Leo, I'll tell you what. If that happens this time, I want you to call me, okay?
That happens all the time. I call, even to stop using the service, I call and never happened. Keep charging me. I don't mind, you know? But yeah, to be honest, it happens.
Right.
I told something, you guys just don't do it. I just don't want to start with the same thing again. If you guys want to help me out and we want to work together, I need you guys to change that, and I can give you a payment, no problem. But I need to see that, because we asked you for years the same thing, so we can probably do more in arbitration, make it work better. You guys never did it. Only promise.
I want you to talk to me, okay? I'm one of the supervisors, and if you have an issue...
I've talked to supervisors for years. You can see how long I pay that. I talked to supervisors for years. I said, hey, look, we want to do this more. And then, okay. And then suddenly you guys didn't answer. Say, okay, we'll call you. Somebody's going to call you this day. And then you guys call me. Somehow I can answer. And I had to call back and redo it again. Like, you guys probably did a good job, but your customer service is really, really bad. So I'm just
And, you know, they've actually added quite a few staff members on, and our customer service has gotten a lot better.
Well, that's the same thing we do here. You know, we change people. So if you're able to change the manager as an owner, then we can react to it. But if not, we're just going to be the same thing, back to where we were.
It won't be the same. I promise you. Everything will be fine.
Well, look. If you want to be able to do that, then I can just pay you on the spot. So once you change it, I can give you my card. But I have to, because that's the only way I can make you guys kind of help me out here, because I've been paying and paying for years. You can see. And then these things aren't working. You can see my reviews. You guys never call me and say, Leo, you have only a couple of reviews. Let's make it work. Never call me and say, look, you know, how are you doing? Nothing. Just take the payment and never call me at all.
How long were you with us?
You can check. It's been years. Probably even years. I don't know, 3 years or so.
Let me take a look.
It's not like one time, you know, 1 month.
Okay. So, okay, I will admit, when you started with us, we did have some customer service issues. I'm looking back. This was back in 2020. When COVID was going on.
That's totally different. You don't have to go through details. I know what happened, but there's no excuses. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's with the Google My Business, the person that we set up as a manager, you can set up as an owner, and then we can start going. If not, that's a helmet, because I'm not going to make the money that I'll pay you guys.
Well, and I'm looking here. It looks like we did change you back to owner on your Google Business profile. I wonder, maybe you have lost your login. You mentioned that you changed.
On the Google My Business, who is the owner?
It's showing as we transferred it over to you when you canceled previously.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder.
Let me check that and see who's because okay. I was just checking. Let me check. What number I can call you straight?
So I texted you my phone number and my extension, so it's in your phone in your text messages.
Yeah, I got it. So the 877-635-6225. Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one, extension 4287. Okay, so let me check if you put me as the owner. And that's
what I'm seeing back. Oh gosh, it was quite a ways back. We did transfer ownership over to you, so I'm wondering if it's maybe a lost password issue.
Oh really? I can just log in, try to log in, and record the password.
You should be able to. Yes.
Okay.
Now, okay, it'll depend. I'm sorry.
Huh?
Oh, what was that, Leo?
And then I'll get back to you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
But
we'll talk to you in a little
bit.
We
want to do it. We reinstate it because you guys were like 3 years working, so we want the website the way you have it now. But before, we just want to do a better job because, to be honest, this time I can't afford to not have
that. Of course.
Okay.
And
I want
us to do.
And then I get back to you. Let me make sure I transfer.
Okay.
And it's not about money issues, you know. If you can see, we always pay you guys, no problem. We don't owe you that.
I can hold on while you check that, Leo.
It'll take a while because I need to go on my laptop and then. But I can call you back to this number, the 877-635-6225 with extension, okay?
Yes. Yes. And then extension 4287, you got that?
I do have a 4287.
Perfect. That's my extension. My name is Gail.
Alright, Gail. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you in a little bit, Leo.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.